Hello, it's the 1st of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A second consultation has been put forward for a Bedfordshire film and television studio. Home of Production plans to present a more detailed plan during two presentations, one in Stewartby and the other in Bedford, later this month. The studio hopes to develop the Old Quarry location in Ampthill with accommodation, childcare facilities, a canal and Central Boulevard. The site will also include a flexible studio and production environment, providing backlot, offices, storage, workshop areas, mills, a timber yard and screening rooms. HOP spokesperson Katie Barker stated, "We've been positively overwhelmed by the support from local people. It's clear there is a strong need and a want for new training and apprenticeship opportunities in the area." HOP would like to submit a planning application by the end of the year. A frightened muntjac deer was caught in a fence in Radwell Hamlet on Wednesday. Fire services were called to rescue the animal. When they arrived, with the support of Acorn House vets, the muntjac, among the smallest range of deer in the UK, managed to release itself unharmed and fled back into the woods. A charity commission's investigation into the Captain Tom Moore Foundation is focused on the relationship between the charity and Club Nook Limited. Club Nook has the ability to trademark variations of the Tom Moore name for the purpose of profit, a cause of confusion between the company and the foundation. The company is run by Hannah Ingram Moore, Sir Tom Moore's daughter, who embroiled in other conflict of interest issues associated with the operation of the charity. The £38 million raised by Captain Moore is not part of the inquiry. A war memorial has been created at the former Vauxhall plant in Luton. It will commemorate the names of those linked to the factory who contributed to the war effort during both World Wars. Those who made ultimate sacrifice, who paid with their lives, will be listed there in remembrance. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.